you just don't care about justice. How many times have you heard that over the last 3 years? Oh yeah, you're not supportive of BLM marches that result in cities being destroyed? You're not supportive of drag queens reading to children at school? You want to, quote, ban books from school libraries that depict illustrations of graphic sex acts, namely sex acts related to LGBTQ people? You just don't care about justice. By the way, that same accusation is made often within certain sects of the evangelical world. You don't believe in systemic racism? You're against critical race theory? You won't denounce your privilege? You won't get the jab? Are you telling me you kept your church open during the pandemic? You don't even love people, and you don't even love justice. The religion of social justice has overtaken society and large portions of the church. The problem isn't that people just love justice too much. The problem is that they've redefined it so incorrectly that it is perfectly upside down. Injustice is now called justice, even by many professing Christians. Every day we see more examples of what happens when you redefine justice and morality, replacing biblical standards with humanistic standards. Death, evil, madness, mayhem, tyranny. I explain the ideologies behind all of these things and why it is happening in our country so quickly and why it is overtaking the church. Lastly, I tell you what you can do about it to stand up against it in my new book, Wimpy, Weak, and Woke. Go get it now at johnlcooper.com.